racist homophobes, Aryan nations and hammer skins. You can wear my nuts on your Nazi chins. I love a man in uniform.
And just what exactly are the great historical accomplishments of your race that make you proud to be white? Capitalism, slavery, genocide, sitcoms. This is your fucking white history, my friend. So why don't we start making a history worth being proud of and start fighting the real fucking enemy?
Swastikas and Klan robes. Sexist, racist, homophobes. This one's for the master race. My brown power ass in your white power face. Kill them all and let a Norse god sort them out.
And diseased, past generations raped it with their greed. But we still destroy all the oceans and pollute the skies. What's left for our future? Nothing but extinction. Drink a glass of water. You're drinking out.
X-Ray Specs with Identity on Punk in Drublic, and I'm Allison Chains. Also, The Casualties, Apocalypse Today, and Propagandai. The only good fascist is a very dead fascist. And that is the end of this show. I hope you enjoyed it more than the Americans did this past week of having Trump as their president, because so much has gone down. I'm sure so much more will be happening in the future. Lots to get angry about, lots to protest about, because it just got real. They got up until his inauguration, it was a fantasy land, hoping maybe something would happen. Oh, that would be good news, but it all just seems a bad news, all popping up bad news. And Canadians, I wouldn't worry too much about him trying to ratify NAFTA. What he's trying to do is screw over Mexico, but he might in turn screw over Canada when we are their best trading partner. So we'll see how that goes. If Trump tries to screw with Canada, I say go ahead and try, Trumpy boy. And now he's going to make an angry tweet about me, and I'll never be allowed in the States, at least for another 4 years. Just kidding. Anyways, I am not quite done with you yet. I do have one more song, and I'm going to leave you off with something a little more catchy, make you maybe in a better mood. Brighten things up a bit, because the whole show has been a kind of doom and gloom, talking about the doomsday clock and all the crap Trump is doing in the States right now. So I'm going to leave you off with Mad Bomber Society, Heat Stroke. And until next week, see ya.
Little respite from the heat of the day. And ascending sand. Seven plagues and dark images that you can't understand. The dawn breaks, the devil's voice is heard calling your name. The cold thought that the end of the world is only